Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, Ophira.
So today we're playing a game about fashion. Mm-hmm. So fashion speed round. What do you call a garment with a waistline just below the bust line?
That is an empire waist.
That is right. Mm-hmm. What do you call the diagonal direction of a woven fabric?
That's called the bias.
Correct again. And finally, what is NPR's dress code?
Nonprofit fabulous. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage discussing their hatred of punny Halloween costumes. I'm looking at you, Freudian slip. Today, our guest is Adam Conover, the host of True TV's optimistically titled show, Adam Ruins Everything. And Adam plays a friendly know-it-all who debunks people's commonly held conceptions of fun things, diamonds, wine, vacations. He's a little bit nerdy, but generally right, which means he's pretty much like everybody on our staff and all of our contestants, so he's going to fit right in. Our first two contestants will play a game where they go back to school, and that's school with a K to make it cooler. Let's meet them. First up, June Chin on buzzer number one. You're from Greenwich, Connecticut, where you're a stay-at-home mom with three sons.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Seth Wallen on buzzer number two. You're a financial analyst for an advertising company. Welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
June and Seth, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. So let's start with a word game called Pre-K Education. Every answer is going to be something you learned in school, but we've changed one letter to a K. So let's go to Jonathan Colton for an example.
If we said, in biology, the sequence of changes an organism goes through from birth to death, and the positive social media feedback it receives in the process, you would answer, like cycle, changing one letter of life cycle to a K.
Just like pre-K, as easy as pre-K.
It's as easy as pre-K. It's not going to be a problem.
And here we go. In science, this theory states that the universe began from one singularity, then exploded into a gigantic financial institution. June.
The Big Bang Theory.
Yes, sure, that works.
In 10th grade English, Chaucer wrote this 14th century collection of medieval stories about trendy, leafy, vitamin K-rich vegetables. Seth.
The Canterbury Kale?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. And if that is not the name of a vegetarian restaurant in Brooklyn, Austin, Ann Arbor, Portland.
It's a medieval themed
vegetarian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. In world history, this monarch's version of the Bible is the most widely published book in history. And he had a cramp in his neck. June.
King James Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Answer's King James. We wrote a clue to be nice and family friendly.
That's right. In music class, it's a simple beginner's wind instrument that children can use to reseal a wine bottle. June.
A recorker.
That's right.
Yeah. My question is, why didn't you finish the bottle? What happened?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I mean, you still made it to work. In philosophy, Plato wrote this parable about people who have never seen anything except the shadows of sweet baked goods served at birthday parties. Seth.
The cake.
Okay.
I like the allegory of the cake.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad you did that because it's hard to be like, no, we're not looking for just the cake. Although I know what you were doing.
I was about to phrase it as a question, too.
Yeah. That's not here. Right, that's right. When you Please don't know, do that. That's when you get everything deducted.
That's right. In literature, this group of counterculture writers, including William Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg, had hard, bird-like projections on their faces. Seth.
The Beaks.
The Beaks is correct.
This is your last clue. In language arts, this literary device provides a suggestion of things to come, specifically which eating utensil a character will use. June.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, you got it. Huzzager Archung, how did our contestants do?
They did great in a really tough game. June, well done. You're one step closer to the final round.